Ho, 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 ho! Season's greetings!
Yo, yo, yo! It's Uncle Skeeter, and it's time for a Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hi, guys! Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please, here in the van with the plan to bring you Christmas cheese. This week, it's our 78 show.
Oh, 78 was a great year.
No.
I was in grade 8.
Yeah.
And I got roller skates for Christmas that year. 78 was one of my favorite years.
No. We've been saying a little bit about this, and we haven't at the same time, but usually we play all those celebrity songs on show 3.
78 is a great year. I bet there was some great Christmas music that year, too.
Yeah, that's true, but we're not playing songs from 78, the year. We're playing songs from 78 records.
Oh.
You know, the scratchy old things? Usually from around the 1950s, you know, they had a boom of Christmas songs and they put them on 78 records.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but we have some fun stuff, you know. We got this stuff from archive.org. They have all these songs are posted there, and a little help from Ernie Nutbert, the blog, who suggested some of these titles. So here's a tribute show to both those organizations. If you want to call Ernie Nutbert an organization and not a blog.
Well,
either way,
you know, he is a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, he loves Christmas down there in sunny Florida, and we're going to be playing Christmas in Florida a little later on, as well as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, dear.
And put on your masks, because the Ames Brothers got a cold for Christmas. Yes. But we're starting off with some 78s from Pepe Adorno and his orchestra and Santa Baby Mambo and Jingle Dingle by Julius LaRosa right here on
It's a 78 Cheese Please Christmas.
Here comes Jingle, here comes Jingle, here comes Jingle Dingle.
Here comes Jingle Dingle, with bells on his hat and toes. He's Santa's happy helper, hear him ringling as he goes. Here comes Jingle Dingle, as cute as a Christmas toy. He rides with Santa's reindeer as they bring along Christmas joy. Jingling-a-ling through the snow they go, soon they come to a stop. Fill the stocking side by side, then off to the next rooftop. There goes Jingle Dingle, a-ringling on his way. And Jingle Dingle wishes everyone a Merry Christmas Day.
Here comes Jingle Dingle,
here comes Jingle Dingle.
Hi!
Here comes Jingle Dingle, with bells on his hat and toes.
I'm Santa's happy helper, and I go wherever he goes.
Here comes Jingle Dingle, as cute as a Christmas toy.
I ride with Santa's reindeer, as they bring along Christmas joy. Jingle-ling-a-ling, through the snow we go, soon we come to a stop. Fill the stocking side by side, then off to the next rooftop.
There goes Jingle Dingle, a-ringling on his way. And Jingle Dingle wishes everyone a Merry Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Bye! Bye-bye!
Uncle Skeeter here, and I hope you're enjoying a Cheese Please Christmas.
Tickets to Havana for two of you. Wanna come along, Santa Baby? chimney tonight. Ban on hot though, ban on bee. Even on the radio they may no speak. On land and sea and on the air, it's Mambo Mambo everywhere. Santa baby, cause people ask for Christmas that's quiet and bright. Let them all cry, cause Santa baby, I will fly right to Cuba tonight.
Adorno and his orchestra and Santa Baby Mambo. That's right, Mambo. Not Eartha Kitt Santa Baby, Santa Baby Mambo.
I like that.
Makes me want to dance in my chair. I'd get up, but you wouldn't hear me here as I move away from the microphone, so it doesn't work out very well.
And particularly when the van is moving, don't stand up.
Well, yeah, I got the cushion behind me here. You know, the dog bed?
The dog is on it. Don't fall on the dog.
Well, yeah. I'm just trying to reassure the listeners that I am a trained professional in dancing while the van is moving. And you ruined it.
I think that's the best version of Santa Baby I've ever heard.
Kind of fun, though, yeah. And before that, Julius La Rosa and Jingle Dingle on the show this week. This is our 78th show, our third show of A Cheese Please Christmas for this year. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and yep, it's definitely Cheese Please.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You'd never hear this this stuff anywhere else. I'd like
it's
to think so.
Thing.
I'd
not
like
a bad
to think
thing.
So. I thought.
We've got the corner on this cheese thing.
Yes, we're taking a little longer than we thought to get to the bunker. It just didn't work out when the van broke down again.
These things happen.
Yeah, but why do I actually have to change the tire? Can't I call a service or something?
Okay.
What?
Where's all this money for the service coming from?
I don't know. I can only hope, right?
Yeah, the closest we have to service is, hey, Billy Bob, we need someone to help us change a tire.
Yeah, well.
And hope that he's in the same time zone.
And unfortunately, too far off and he isn't.
Yep, he was not. But
yeah,
you changed
well.
The tire. You succeeded.
Yeah, but that was an hour and a half of my life I'll never get back.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's two batches of cookies they don't get to make because we're not going to get to the bunker fast enough.
Well, I sort of feel like little Rita Fay right about now, and I fell out of a Christmas tree coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Hack Swain and his music with Lon Saxon and the Sun Maids. A lot of people on this record with Christmas in Florida. Right here on...
It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
Christmas time in Florida, how the stars shine tonight. Christmas time in Florida, and and the dawn will be bright. Every flower will smile a greeting, all the birds will sing Noel. There'll be happy voices caroling all the songs we love so well. Christmas time in Florida, hear the bells ringing clear. Christmas time in Florida, it's the high time of year. Though the air will not be frosty and the fields will not be white, it's Christmas time in Florida.
Christmas tree. That beats a hippopotamus.
Well, I'll tell you. It also beats being brought by the stork.
Yeah, well, I thought that had something to do with pickles for many, many years.
Well, pregnant women crave pickles.
Yeah.
Storks bring pickles.
And
storks bring babies.
And a particular brand of pickles sort of told me that storks bring pickles. That's all I get to say for that. But this begs the question, Daffodil. If little Rita Mae.
Rita Faye.
Sorry, Rita Mae. Anyway, if she actually fell out of a Christmas tree on Christmas, every Christmas after that was her birthday, right?
That's what she's saying. Every other kids get a birthday and Christmas, and she only gets one.
Yeah, because, you know, the parents would say, hey, let's just combine the two and you'll get one present.
I'm going to tell you.
What?
I'm very dirty about this.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Because my birthday is 2 weeks to the day after Christmas.
Yes, it is.
And that happened to me all the time. And they weren't even the same day. They were 2 whole weeks apart.
Yeah, I know. And they combined it?
They combined it.
Were you bitter growing up in your childhood?
Yes. Very much so.
And
plus,
after
all the food and the celebrating and the parties, nobody wanted to celebrate my birthday.
And you're continuing to be this?
Yes.
Oh. Well, we'll celebrate your birthday in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is a Cheese Please Christmas, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the Christmasly weird.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll continue with some Cheese Please Christmas music.
Yes.
Music to make you cheesy and feel for Christmas.
Yes.
That's the best way I can say it right about now. We've got the Ames Brothers and coming up with... I Got a Cold for Christmas. But we're starting off with Eddie Howard and his orchestra and... Oh, the geezer. Ebenezer Scrooge on...
Cheese, please.
Ebenezer Scrooge, the man who hated Christmas, celebrated Christmas laughing up his sleeve. But he changed his mind. It happened on a Christmas, once upon a Christmas Eve. For along came a ghost, and he rattled his chains, and he said, "You're a mean old man. If you don't learn to give, then as long as you live, you'll be a lonesome lamb." Ebenezer Scrooge, the man who hated Christmas, celebrated Christmas, laughing up his sleeve, but he learned at last the way that living could be, if he only would believe. Ebenezer went out in the snow, bought a turkey for the Cratchit family. Then he grinned and said, "Well, now I know what a happy-hearted holiday a Christmas ought to be." Ebenezer Scrooge, the man who hated Christmas, celebrated Christmas, making people gay. So the story ends, and now it's time to say, have a Merry Christmas Day. Ebenezer went out in the snow, bought a turkey for the Cratchit family. Then he grinned and said, "Well, now I know what a happy-hearted holiday a Christmas ought to be." Ebenezer Scrooge, the man who hated Christmas, celebrated Christmas, making people gay. So the story ends, and now it's time to say, have a Merry Christmas, have a Merry Christmas, living in a Christmas way. Have a Merry Christmas Day.
Ho, ho, hold on to your traditional Christmas music fair. Enjoy the goofiness of the Cheese Please Christmas.
On Christmas Day, when all the kids were playing with their toys, we noticed in a corner stood a sad and lonely boy. When we went up to ask him why, a tear was in his eye. He looked at us and sniffled, and this was his reply.
"I was good as solid gold and did the things that I was told. For days nobody had to scold, but I got a cold for Christmas. Johnny got a brand new sled with shiny runners painted red. He's
outside, but I'm in bed. I got a cold for Christmas.
All the other girls and boys ran downstairs to get their toys, but all he did was sneeze and sniff.
Choo! And use my Christmas handkerchief. It can't be right, it isn't fair. I brushed my teeth and combed my hair, but did it get me anywhere? I got a cold for Christmas.
He waited by the windowsill just for Santa caught a chill.
Where's my penicillin pill? I got a cold for Christmas.
Christmas Day he cried and cried, his inhaler by his side. Played with last year's dominoes.
It blew and blew and blew my nose.
He was so good for oh so long, but somewhere something sure went wrong.
'Cause I can hardly sing this song.
Achoo!
I got a cold for Christmas. I got a cold for Christmas.
Cheese Please with the Ames Brothers and I Got a Cold for Christmas.
Not I got cold. I got a cold, as in a virus.
I'm cold for
it's
Christmas.
Different.
Well, cold, whatever. You get the idea. And before that, we had Eddie Howard and his orchestra, and Ebenezer Scrooge. What?
The Christmas spirit found him in the end.
True, but until that happened,
he was just a curmudgeon.
Yes.
Ah, humbug, you.
A crotchety old man.
Oh, humbug.
Yeah, well, that's my impression of Ebenezer. That's about as good as I can get it. Anyway, I'm not a curmudgeon this year, am I, Daffodil?
No.
Well, good. We're really getting into it. Hopefully we can have some time to put up a tree in the bunker. Excuse me for a minute. And to drink some eggnog. To put me in the mood.
Well, that's good.
We're driving in the van, so I couldn't actually drink out of the cart, and I put it in this plastic bottle, so, you know.
It's weird.
Well, you know.
I'm very aware, dear listener, that he is very weird.
I put the cap on the bottle so it doesn't spill when we're driving, Daffodil.
It is a good point, and you know what?
What?
We're at the end of the show.
Oh, geez. Already? Are
it's
you kidding me?
It's what happens.
Oh, wow. I don't know what to say. Until...
You have music to play.
Well, yeah. I know we got music to play, but it's the end of the show. We have show number 4 for Cheese Fleas Christmas next week, so stick around. Be here.
Come back. There'll be something else.
We'll play some more. We've got I Want You for Christmas, Mae Questel, the Betty Boop Girl.
Boop, boop, ba-doop.
Exactly. Shortly, but we're starting off with 4 Musics and Glows and Snack for Santa. Oh, Mad Michaels is in there, too. Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy. Come back for some more cheesy Christmas.
Look up in the sky.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
Would you like big present from Gyazdor?
Oh, yes, Uncle Johnny, yes!
Val, then listen. Leave a midnight snack for Santa Claus and he'll be good to you. He's not a fussy eater, anything will surely do. A Kishka sandwich or a Schneckapunchka would be fine. And if you've got no food around, well, then leave your jug of wine. He's got the tennis shoe for Kenny and a ring for Josephine. He's rushing to get over here before the thing turns green. So leave a little lunch for Gyazdor and for all his Sarna too. They're hungry and it's cold outside, their horns are turning blue. Kobasa and Kruschikis with Ogorkis in the middle. So let's let's all dance the polka while dear Jaja plays the fiddle. With Boucha in the middle, our Stella is too little. Don't forget your lunch for Santa Claus before you go to bed. Then grab your old pigina quick and cover up your head. Just when you're smotching good and sound, your house is sure to find. You'll wake up to a gurgling sound and know he's found your wine. He's got the roller skate for Bernadine. Next year he'll bring the other. And Ma, just look what else he's brought. A brand new baby brother.
What?
A treat for any mother.
What?
Next year he'll bring another.
Serving up a little cheese with your turkey dinner. I like Limburger the best. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
I want you for Christmas. Anything that Santa would bring could never compare with you. I want you for Christmas. You're a pet that money can't get, and nothing but you will do. Oh, I just wrote a letter, and if my wish comes true, you can bet by Jimmy he'll come down the chimney with a bag full of you. Woo! I want you for Christmas. If only Santa does what he should, I'm knocking on wood for him to make good. Christmas morning, baby, I only want you. You know, Christmas will soon be here. Mm-hmm. And that's one time of the year it's proper to plant a stocking for Santa, hoping that he'll appear on that pleasant day when presents are given away. Oh, I just want one gift. On December 25th, I want you for Christmas. I don't want a diamond or pearl, a duke or an earl, won't you? No, I want you for Christmas. I'd give up a brand new dress for one caress from you. Oh, I just wrote a letter, and if my wish comes true, you can bet by Jimmy he'll come down the chimney with a bag full of boop-boop-be-doo. Oh, I want you for Christmas. I'm old enough to know what I want. Oh, I want what I want. I'll get what I want. Christmas morning, baby, I only want you.
Into Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.